You have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 13 this morning. Luke chapter 13. If you have your place to stand with us and honor the reading of God's Word. I want to look at verse 1. Start at verse 1 this morning. If God will be our help and just give you that the Lord's laid on our heart. Luke chapter 13 in verse 1. The Bible says, "Now were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. For those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and findeth none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down." I want to preach this morning for just a moment in time, if God will be our help, on this thought: cut down, how much time do you have? Cut down, how much time do you have? As we look at this and we see here in the Word of God, is the Lord Jesus is talking to them, and they're questioning the way some people are being handled. They're questioning the way some people are being taken care of, if you will. And we see the Lord Jesus, and He said, these Galileans that you're talking about in these first verses, these first 5 verses, He said, you think they were sinners above sinners? They weren't. He said, they're sinners just like me and you. Those that's apt to come short of the glory of God. Amen? And we're apt to do that every day. But He said there's a necessity in a child of God's life. Amen? Even in those of us that claim to be born again believers, there's a necessity to repent of our sin. Repent when we have when we do things that's contrary to the Word of God. Repent when we need when we realize, praise God, that we need a little bit of help and a little bit of redirection. And He said two times here in this text, in verse 3 and verse 5, He said, "Repent or perish." Amen. He said, "It's a heartache and a destruction from no repentance in the world." That's what we see today. A heartache from the destruction in a world that doesn't repent. Amen. He said, if you don't repent, then you'll perish. God holds us to a higher standard. Amen. If you claim to be a Christian, if you claim to be saved, God holds you to a higher standard than when you was a lost man. Amen. He holds the church to a higher standard than He does this lost community, communities that we live in. Amen. Amen. Because we've been given special privileges in the Word of God, in the will of God, amen, to do His Word. Amen. To do what God has to. So these special privileges, praise God, these spiritual privileges, He talks about over in Luke chapter 12. In Luke chapter 12, verse 48, in the middle of that verse, He said, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required." Amen. "Of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." God give us, He's committed a whole lot to us as children. Amen. As children of God, He's committed a great big bunch to us, praise God. And we have spiritual privileges in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're held to a higher accountability in the Lord. Amen. We can't think of ourselves. That's what I'm trying to say, is we can't think of ourselves just like everybody else that comes down the road. We have to hold ourselves to a higher, because people expect more out of us. They're looking to see us succeed in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, so that they can have just a little ray of hope. Amen. And the life that we live, praise God, gives them that little ray of hope. Brother Rex was talking about somebody the other day that said that their husband passed away with her, and they didn't know that they were saved. If that's the case, they'll never see them again. You go out of here lost without God, and your spouse, your family, your loved ones are saved, then you'll never see that person again. Not to mention they'll spend eternity in hell. But he said, lest you repent, he said, you'll perish. You go out of here. But praise God, I'm glad that there's God, that there's a God that loves us, that gives us opportunities to make things right.
Amen.
Amen. And I got to look at this. I was sitting waiting on somebody the other day, and I was reading my little New Testament. God began to lay this out for me in such a precious way. And I began to look at this, and I began to see in verses 6 through 9 how God is a compassionate God, a loving God, a caring God who loves me and you. And He's there to help us, amen. But praise God, He don't want to cut down nobody before their time. God wants to give us ever ample opportunity, praise God, to serve and love Him and adore Him for the God that He is. A God that loves us with all His heart. Amen.
Yeah.
You believe that today?
Amen.
Amen. I believe that with all my, I believe God loves me. Yeah. I believe Jesus loves me. I believe Jesus died for me on the cross of Calvary. Amen. For my sins. So we see this here. He says, we have spiritual privilege. He said, lest ye repent, you perish. And he says, it's time to just get closer to God. It's time to realize that we make mistakes in this old flesh. Amen. We have problems with the flesh. We have problems with this body that we live in every day. But he said, what we need to do is repent of that, ask God to help us with that, and press on praising the Lord. Amen. He said, don't get bogged down in our sin and sinfulness, praise God. Just praise the Lord, shout your way out. Realizing that we do have an ever-present help to help us all the way. So we see here in the Word of God, God begins to give this parable. It said, He spake also this parable. Now we have the one that's speaking. We have the person. It's none other than God. He's the one that owns the vineyard. He's the one that owns the world. He's the one that owns it all. Amen. So we see Him, the one that's speaking. The person is God. We see the possession. It's His. Amen. He said that He had a certain man, God, He said, had a fig tree. Amen. He had a possession. Amen. It's His. I'm going to say today, you're His, whether you want to admit it or not. These people in the world that's lost, they're still His. They belong to God. Amen. God owns it all. He owns the earth and everything in it. Praise God. So you are God's. Amen. Glory to God. That will make you feel special. Amen. We are God's. We are His. Amen. He tells us of a place, His vineyard. Amen. It's His vineyard. He owns it. That place where you can go, that place where you get help. And He tells us it's His purpose, that He comes to find fruit. Amen. He comes, the Lord comes, every time He comes, praise God, to our lives, He comes looking for fruit. You might say He's the ultimate fruit inspector. Yeah. Amen? So He comes, when He comes for, He comes to looking for, as a person, He comes looking for a possession, He comes looking for a place, and He comes looking for a purpose. Amen? We're with a purpose. And in this, He comes, verse 7 says, He comes patiently. Amen? He says, then said he unto the dresser of vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit of the fig tree. Amen? For 3 years God has come along. For 3 years the owner of the vineyard, praise God, has come looking at a fig tree. Now, I want you to notice this. He doesn't come look out over the vineyard. He come to a specific tree. Amen? I want to say God is a specific God tonight or today. He comes looking, praise God, at me and you. He specifically looks on your life. He specifically looks on my life, and He's looking to see. He comes with a purpose, looking to see some fruitfulness in our lives. Amen. And I know people say, well, preacher, this is the same old story. Amen. About what God expects of His people. No, it's what God's looking for in His people. It's what God not only expects, but what He's looking for in a body of believers. He's looking for somebody, praise God, but He's patiently waiting. He's patiently in anticipation, looking, praise God, that every time He passes by, glory to God, that there'll be fruit, amen, as He's a fruit inspector from glory.
Amen.
So we see Him in His patience. We see Him in His person. We see Him in His possession. We see Him in His place. We see Him with a purpose. And He's come to seek out and to find fruit. Amen. And in His patience, praise God, He comes time and again Amen. Looking. I wonder how many times God has, I thought about this, I said, I wonder how many times God comes by, amen, by us, by where you're at, and He looks to see fruitfulness and findeth none. Amen. God help us. We ought to be mindful, Lord, praise God, trying to be fruitful. In other words, what I'm trying to say, there's lost souls all over this world. We're living in the darkest time, one darkest times they've ever been. Amen. I mean, people are turned over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not against God, which are unseemly. And it seems like we don't care. We get to a place of complacency and we say, well, you know, what can I do about it? You can live a Christian, godly life, praise God, and set an example that one of those people might see Christ in you, that hope of glory. Amen. That's what Christ, that's what God is looking for. When He comes with the purpose, He comes to find the fruit that'll help somebody else that they might be encouraged. Amen. And when you encourage this person, then they can encourage that person. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Placing it out in encouragement in a liberal fashion that Christ Jesus might receive all the glory. So we see that He's a patient God. If He wasn't, He'd have probably knocked a whole lot of us in the head a long time ago. How many years has He come by, praise God, inspecting, looking for that fruitfulness and findeth none? Hello? How many times, amen, your life? See, I know mine. But what about you? How many times has God, how many days, how many years, amen, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you say, well, preacher, I come to church, I'm not asking about that. I'm talking about fruitfulness to the Lord. Doing things to uplift the name of God. That God would get the glory. Amen. God's patiently coming by and looking to see, praise God, what's going on in your life for His glory. Amen. He's wanting to see. And He patiently comes by year after year, day after day, month after month, looking to find something in your life. Some little old change, some little old difference. Amen. But you know what we do? We continue to go on day after day, month after month, year after year, doing the same old routine. We even get bogged down in our church. We come to church, praise God, because that's what we're supposed to do. And we'll come Sunday morning, and we'll maybe come Sunday night. We might even come on Wednesday night, praise God, because that's what we're supposed to do. Amen? But God ain't looking at you do it because you're supposed to. It's good that you do. Because He did say, fail not to assemble yourself together as custom some is. Amen? But praise God, He said, won't you come rejoicing? Won't you come to receive those good things from God that we can be encouraged and build up in the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. So that we can build up others in the faith. Praise His holy name. That's what He does. So not only is He patient, but He also has provision. And the provision is His also. Amen. Do you realize God makes provision for you and I? What a blessing that is. I mean, we could be here without nothing, but God's give us all that we have. Amen. What does He give us? He give us a place. Here we see in the teaching Word of God, it was a vineyard. But I want to say, praise God, here in the Word of God, we can also not only the vineyard, but God gives us a church. He gives us a place where we can gather together and worship God, grow in the Lord, as Brother Rex was a teaching on this morning, praise God, so we can be closer, know more about Him, praise God, so we can tell other folks how great He is. So we can sing out with the voices and say, how great Thou art. Amen. Amen. God gives provision, makes provision in the vineyard, God makes provision in the church house where people can come in and be blessed. And so we can go out and be a blessing. Amen. Praise God. We come to the house of God and we get comfort from the comforter. Not so we can become comfortable, but so we can become comforters. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's working on us. He's wanting to help us to be a help. But we got to want to let Him. So, preacher, this is old news. Amen. This is something that we all know. We all know it, but how many of us do it? How many times has the Father come by? The owner, praise God, come by and found us on the stool of do-nothing. Amen? On the stool of do-nothing, not doing anything. But He said He'd give us provision, praise God. He's also give us a person. He give us the person, praise God, the dresser of the vineyard. Amen? We have the Holy Spirit of God, amen, to teach us and instruct us and to show us the things of God. Amen. In His provision, praise God. He give us a place. He give us a person to help us. Let me just say this, praise God. He gives us a person. He gives us a person. He gives us the Spirit. He gives you a pastor, praise God, who loves you and wants to edify and lift up and encourage you, praise God, to just love the Lord with all your heart, forsaking all others, praise God. Cleave unto Him. If I could tell young families, praise God, anything, I'd say just forget about everything else. Just cleave to the Lord. It's the best part. We'll run and strive and try to have and forget. And if we ain't careful, we forget the most important part. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst, praise God. Because He is our blessed hope. Amen. He's the hope for all eternity, praise God. World without end. Amen. And He's right there. Just waiting for us. Just reach out and take hold of Him. He's reaching down, praise God, below the bottom, Brother Robert. And praise God, all we got to do is reach up and take His hand. Amen. And He helps us, praise God. God don't want to cut nobody off. God wants to help us, to admonish us, to lift us up, praise God. But that dresser's there, that person, the one that's there to help us through the Spirit, praise God. He said, repent or perish. Verse number 3, verse 5, He said, repent or perish. What God does here, He gives everybody the same opportunity. Hello? So you say, well, preacher, there's some people that's just more spiritual than others. There's more, some people that just get in there more than others. There's some people that just, you know, like the Word of God more than others. I want to say God is an equal opportunity employer. Amen? Praise God. He gives every one of us the same opportunity. You have the same opportunity I have. You have the same opportunity Brother Chris has. You say, well, he works in a different place. Praise God. Glory to God. I mean, God can use him there, and He can use you over here. He gives all of us the same opportunity to repent or not, and to repent or perish. Praise God! He's opportunist. He's an equal opportunity employer on that, and He gives us each opportunity to repent. Praise God! So we don't perish off the face of this earth. Amen. God didn't just put us here. Praise God! He didn't save you and leave you here just to hang out. Amen. He saves you and leaves you here to lift up the name of Jesus, to praise Him for His goodness and His mercy. But I wonder, do we even have Him? Hello? Do we even have the Lord Jesus Christ? Is He a part of who we are? Amen. If He's in you, there's a change. If He's not in you, there's not a chance. Amen. If He's in there, praise God, He'll make a difference. So we see the place, we see the person. But we see His proclamation. The owner of the vineyard. Amen. He makes a proclamation. He says they're of no use. Amen. I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Amen. He said, I come year after year, time after time, and He said, I find no fruit. He said, why is it here? Why is it taking up space? Why is it taking up the soil? Why is it absorbing this stuff, praise God, and producing nothing? He said, cut it down. Amen. He said, why cumbereth it the ground? That word cumbereth means use or make waste. Amen. It means what he was asking is, why is it taking up space? I believe there's a whole lot of Christians, so-called Christians today, and we're just taking up space. Hello? Amen? God never intended for us to take up space. God intended for us to be productive. Amen. While we're here, what time we have, praise God. You'll wake up one day, listen to me, you'll wake up one day and we'll wish to God that you had. Say, why didn't I do more? Why I could. Amen? You say, preacher, what can I do? Just be vigilant. Be vigilant and listening to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That you can hear Him when He speaks to you. Be guided of the Word, praise God. And it'll stir the Spirit of God, will stir in your heart and point you to somebody that needs an encouraging word. Just a little bit of encouragement. I like what Brother Woon was saying in his letter. He said we had to come alongside them. We had to befriend them. They had to learn to trust us. Amen. That you wasn't there to take advantage of them, but you was there to show them the love of God. Show them some care and some compassion. Show them a little bit of Christ-like love. Amen. Praise God. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks that's been taken out of here, praise God, because they're cumbereth in the ground. Amen. But he said, why cumbereth it the ground? He said, I'll just cut it off. He said, it's no use. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad not only did he make a proclamation, but we also had the pleading of the provider. I thought about this. Boy, I thought, glory to God. The pleading of the provider. That provider was there. That one had been taking care of that vineyard. Amen. That one had been taking care of those little old fig trees. That one had watched it from a little old baby, a little old sapling, praise God, watching it growing. Amen. Praise God. And even though he realized that it wasn't being productive, but praise God, he said, I want to do just a little bit of something else. Let me just try a little. That's what the Holy Ghost of God's are doing to us. He said, let me just try just a little bit, something else. I'm going to try so many things, praise God, from the throne of grace that you're going to have to like one of them. Amen. Amen. There's something going to get you excited, praise God, about the things of God. Praise the Lord. So we see this pleading provider. Amen. The power that he has. The power that he has to offer. I was thinking about it in Hosea in chapter 10. He says, what we got to do? He said, you got to till up that fallow ground. Amen. So you got to get into that new ground. Got to dig up that old ground. Amen. Where you can get to that good dirt. In Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12. The Bible says, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, sow to yourself righteousness. He said, righteous living, praise God. It'll make a difference. He said, because then you'll reap in mercy the mercies of God. But he said, break up your fallow ground, that hard ground, that ground that needs to be cultivated. I wonder how many places in our life, what part of our life needs to be cultivated, needs to be turned over. Amen. That's what happens when you break up the ground. That's what happens, Brother Bill, when you plow it up. You turn it over, praise God. You give it another opportunity so it can produce life. Amen. He said, when you do that, when you're trusting in righteousness, he said, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Till he come and rain righteousness upon you. He said, you have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies because thou didst trust in thy way in the multitude of thy mighty men. Therefore shall atonement arise among thy people, and all thy fortress shall be spoiled as Shalman spoiled Beth-Arbel in the days of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. Does this sound familiar? Sounds like the America that we live in today. We're in turmoil. We're in disarray. We're in iniquity and sinfulness. He said, so shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness. In the morning shall the king, now watch this, of Israel utterly be cut off. Amen? So he said, listen, God's come to a time. He'll help you all he can, but he'll come to a point. He'll say, you know, if you're not productive, you're not fruitful, I'll cut you off. Amen. So I'll get rid of the iniquity, the unrighteousness that's in the hearts and the lives of men. God said, one day he'll say, I've had enough. Yeah. I'm thinking there's a whole lot of folks going there because God says, that's enough. I've had enough. Praise God. But we see the power, he said, comes from turning over that fallow ground. He said, digging it up, praise God. He said, let me have just this year also till I shall dig it and dung it. Amen. That caring, that pleading of the provider, praise God. He said, there's some power under. He said, I just haven't got deep enough to get to it yet. I know there's an old stony heart, an old hard heart, praise God. That old hard ground, praise God. But he said, let me dig a little deeper, praise God. I believe I'm almost there. Ain't you glad the Holy Ghost of God don't ever give up on you? He'll keep a digging and a cultivating with the Word of God, amen, till he find that sweet spot. And when he does, glory be to God, you'll come out there with a shout, the tears are flowing, praise God, before a thrice holy God. Repent, praise God, lest you perish, and you'll shout the praises of God.
Amen.
Amen. He turns over that fallow ground. So we see the power, we see the perspective. That look forward, see that provider. Amen. He wants to provide that'll help you. He wants to give you that. He wants to nurture you and give you that nurturing that you need, praise God, to grow you where you need to be. He wants to get you to a place, amen, where He can help you and bless you and cause you to realize that there's a great and mighty God who loves you with a great big care, a great big love. Amen. So He wants to nurture you so that you will begin to produce. Amen. He's seen that little old fig tree over there by all by itself. You know, I think a lot of times the reason it's not producing, praise God, is it's all by itself. Amen. Amen. Most of the time it takes getting close, praise God, to people of like faith, amen, to be encouraged and be uplifted and be rooted, praise God, and to be carried in the right direction. If we ain't careful, we'll get over there with those others. We'll get over there all by ourselves. All by yourself is over there away from God. All by yourself is over there away from godliness, where you can't get the help that you need. But He said there's an almighty God. He said there's a provider. Praise God, He has a plan, He's got a purpose, He's got the power, He's got a perspective, He's looking down the road, and He sees what your life can be.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I wish you could see what your life could be. Amen. I wish you could see what your life could be in the Lord if you just put your faith and trust in Him, amen, and be fed of Him. Be filled with the Spirit. The Bible says, Ephesians 5:18 says, be not drunk with wine. Where's the next says? He said, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. He said, have your cart loaded up, praise God, where you're good to go. That's what the provider wants to do. He wants to fill up your cart, praise God, till you're good to go and you begin to grow. Amen. God wants to see us grow. Spiritually. He said, you're worthless spiritually. He said, there's nothing that you're producing. Amen. But He said, I want to see you produce. But then the provider says this to the Lord. He said, there's a penalty. The penalty is, He said, if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that, thou shalt cut. Who cut it down? The provider didn't cut it down. Amen. He didn't cut it down. He said, hey, listen, said, I'm going to dig about it. I'm going to dung it. I'm going to supply everything. He said, I'm going to put everything I can at it. He said, I'm going to throw everything I got at it, praise God, to make it produce. But he said, then if it doesn't produce, he said, Lord, he said, you just go ahead and cut it down. He said, I'll accept it after I've done all that I can do. Glory be to God. Where does that pleading come from? That comes from the throne of grace. It comes from Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He said, I shed my blood for them, praise God. Just help them, praise. Give them all that you can. Encourage them, lift them up. Give them that they need to grow, praise God. And if they don't grow, He said, then we'll just have to cut them down. Yeah. Amen. He said, preacher, I don't like that. Well, I believe it's happening all over this country. I believe these folks, praise God, that make a profession, but they don't live for Christ. And the God just comes there and mowing them down. I mean, you don't have to be old no more to die. Amen. These people going out of here in their teens and their 20s and their 30s and their 40s and their 50s, just dying and all of a sudden falling dead. Why is it? I think God's just cutting them down. Man said, if you're not going to produce, we'll cut you down. You say, well, God wouldn't do that. God does that. Amen. He comes by, He says, fruit is better. When He sees no fruit, He cuts it down. Man, fruitlessness. He's looking for fruit. In John chapter 15, let me give you this right quickly and I'm done. John chapter 15, He talks about this fruitfulness. And He says, I am the true vine, verse 1. So the vine is Jesus. And my Father is the husbandman. The Father's the one, He's the caretaker. He's the one that takes care of the vine. He's the one that makes sure everything is supplied. He's the one that makes sure we have all that we need. He said, every branch in me. Now watch this. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. Hello? Chops it off. He gets rid of it if it's not bearing fruit. And he said, every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it. Why do you think we have through these trials and things that we go through? He said, because it builds us up and it makes us stronger. Amen. It makes us more. It's like those that's engineered. They have more insect resistance. They have more disease resistance. They have more capacity, amen, to stand a storm. Amen. The root system strengthened. Praise God. He said, those that are in the vine bear not fruit. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth much or more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. That's how we're saved. Through the word of God, believing truth. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. How do we bear fruit? By being close to the Lord Jesus Christ, by being part of the vine. Amen. We separate ourselves from the vine. Guess what? We lose. We don't have the nourishment. We don't have the strength. And we begin to get weak. I believe there's a lot of weak Christians in the world. Amen. Because we're not connected with the vine. Amen. He said, except I yet abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. He said, verse 5 said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen. We sat here this morning and we say, you know, God's cut down. He said, how much time do we have before God cuts us down? Before he takes us out. Amen. We have to realize that we can do nothing without him. We can do nothing outside of him. But if we're in Christ Jesus, praise God, we're growing, we're being nurtured, and we're producing fruit for the glory of God. But a man that doesn't have that, verse 6, he said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Amen. He says, without the Lord Jesus Christ, said, we produce nothing. He said, we're just cast off, we're cut off, and cast into the fire. Amen. See, verse 2, he's talking about a saved man. In verse 6, he's talking about a lost man. That one that's lost, that's not accepting, that one that's never became a part of the vine. Amen. How do you know if you're a part of the vine? Because you lack the nutrients that you get from the vine. Amen. The nutrients is real. The nutrients is exciting. The nutrients are reviving. They're that stirs you, praise God, to action. Stirs you to move and excites your soul. Amen. It revitalizes you. That's a word I was looking for. Revitalization in the Word, in the Lord, in the vine, praise God. And said, when you're in that vine, praise God, he said, if you're not producing fruit, he said, it just takes you away. But he said, if you're in that vine, praise God, and you're producing fruit, praise God, he purges you so you bring forth more fruit. Amen. You get more and more. Why? Because you know what God has done for you. You know where he brought you from and where he's took you to. And praise God that he's not finished yet. Amen. But praise God, he said, that one that's outside the Word of God, that one that's unbeliever. He said, if a man abide not in me, said he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks in this world that's just withered and dried up. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks in this world that claim to be Christians that's just withered and dried up. Amen. Why? Because we're not getting the nourishment of the Word. We run around out here in the world here to and fro. You know the Bible said in the last days we'd be running to and fro. In the last days, we'd be running to it. We'd run here, we'd run there. You know, we got to get this, got to do that, and got to run here so they'd be flying all around. Praise God. Why? Because that's where we're at. But praise God, he said there's a God of glory, God of heaven that's there to nurture us and help us and provide for us and give us everything that we need in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. I'm glad we have that today. Amen? We have it. But he said that let me dig about this and let me dung this tree. The provider said, let me see what I can get out. And he said, the penalty is. The provider said, I know what the penalty is. He said, the penalty, if it doesn't produce after this year, he said, the next time, you know what he said? He said, the next time when the Lord comes by, he said, he'll cut it down. Amen? Cut it down. I wonder how many times he's come by you. When how many times he searched and looked diligently for fruit and found none. Amen. I wonder how much time you have left. Amen. How much time do you have left to become fruitful before God cuts you down? He said, well, preachers, this ain't a very exciting message. It ain't a shouting message. Praise God it is if you're a child of God producing fruit. You're pleasing to the Father. And when He comes by, He sees your fruit. And boy, He just loves on you and pets on you and tells you how great it is that you're one of His little children and you're producing for Him. Amen. I won't produce. I don't care. Hey, listen, I don't care if I produce fruit for this world. You know, everything I do, I believe you'll do with all your heart as unto the Lord. The Bible says so. Give it all we got while we're there. I mean, down on the job, give them 110% every day. Amen? But praise God, I believe we ought to give God our all. Amen? I believe we ought to give Him our all because when our Heavenly Father comes by, praise God, the one that owns it all, the ones that own me, praise God, when He comes by, I want Him to see fruit in my life. I want Him to see, praise God, that I'm doing my best to do it, to make an effort to lift up the name of Jesus everywhere I go. Amen? That's living a life every day that's pleasing to God. That's living in a way, praise God, that's obeying Him and doing what He says because that's the right way. That's the righteous way, praise God. And He'll help us to do it, praise God, if we'll let Him. But if not, He said, I'll just cut it down. He said, I'll cut it down. He said, I'll take that one that's professed me. He said, I'll just cut it down and just take it on out of there. He said, why cumber the earth? He said, it's just wasting the good ground. He said, just taking up space. Listen, I don't know about you today, but I don't want to just take up space. I want to be productive for my Lord. I want to go about my life telling people everywhere I go how good my Jesus is. Amen. That they can see Christ in me and have that, maybe have a little bit of that hope that I have. That one day in a little while, praise God, I'm going to see Him face to face. Boy, what a time that's going to be. But unto then, praise God, I want to do all that I can to be pleasing for Him. Amen. To be pleasing to my Savior, that He might see that I'm doing my best, amen, with the little bit of ability I have to do that, to bring glory to His name, to lift up the name of Jesus, my precious Lord and Savior. Amen. Pray, what about you today?